sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. I'm out here in Las Vegas. I did the Howard Stern show, which was taping out here today from Las Vegas. Drew's out there in Los Angeles. Drew?
Did you do the usual 3 a.m. thing or what?
No.
It was a tape. It was just a tape. It wasn't a live broadcast.
Yeah,
back.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Good time.
Yes. So I drove out here this morning, and I just drove right to the Hard Rock and did it, and then I drove out to this radio station, and then I'm going to drive home tonight.
Wait. When I saw you last night, did you leave and go to Las Vegas?
No. I went home, I beat off, and I went to bed.
Okay, all right.
And
no
then,
wine? No wine?
Yeah, I had some wine.
Okay, then you beat off and you went to bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Then I got up in the morning, and I drove out to Vegas.
But here's why I'm confused. I thought you said 4 a.m.
I know.
4
everyone, haven't we, Drew, how many times have we gone around on this? I'm not saying 4 a.m. You're saying 4 a.m.
Oh, okay.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Got it. Okay. Now it makes sense.
Yes. Did this and then came here.
Got it.
And I'll be driving home tonight.
All right.
All right. Dominic Purcell is our guest tonight. You there, Dominic?
I certainly am. How you doing?
Great.
Good.
Great. Finally, great to meet you in the flesh.
Yeah.
He's on John Doe, which is on Fox Friday nights at 9 o'clock. Got the big finale coming up this week.
We do.
Yeah, Dominic is John Doe, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bad guy in Mission Impossible,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and all those things, all those wonderful things.
Yeah, we have such a crack staff around here. Lauren said Dominic was the bad guy in Mission Impossible 2. And I went, oh yeah, Mission Impossible 2. And she said, that was the one that, who the hell was in that, Drew?
Tom Cruise.
That's the one Tom Cruise was in.
Yeah.
But wasn't he in both of them?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it's his show. Yeah.
Our crack staff was on top of that. I think I realized why the 4 a.m. thing is stuck in my head. That's when I was up this morning.
Oh, yeah. Drew had to do Good Morning America.
How'd you know about that?
You told me. Drew, you know what? You've got
a
brain tumor.
Yes, I'm tired.
You've been out of it for a week, buddy.
Really? Have I?
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, buddy.
It's my hernia.
All right, Dominic.
Yes, sir, Ms. Scroll.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Was Dominic's mic really hot, or is he just way up on it?
No, he's good.
I'm good.
Wow, really sounds...
Sounds like what?
Anderson's going to fix it.
All right.
We work it out on the road on this show.
Right.
So, Dominic, are you wrapped right now then for this season?
Yes, sir. We finished 2 weeks ago.
And when do you find out whether you go back or not?
Who knows? Probably 3 weeks. The show, as they say, is on the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means. I'm sure I know what that means. But, you know, it's just one of those things. This is, you know, dealing in TV, it's, you're never sure of anything.
Well, I don't want to, I know Drew's probably understands what I'm about
but
to say.
But we win our demographic. Now, that's the main thing, right?
Well, any show on the bubble, if they come onto this show, the bubble bursts. And they're no longer. We've taken a lot of shows off the air.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Speaking of losing, I was doing Stern today, and they did a $100,000 bet.
Wow.
They brought a guy out who had a hard luck story. One of these companies sponsored it. They gave the guy $100,000 to play one hand of blackjack.
Oh, no.
And this is why I don't gamble. The dealer flipped him a six, and she flipped herself over a face card. Then the dealer flipped him over a face card, and we couldn't tell what her other card was, obviously. So now you're staring at 16, and the dealer's showing a face card. You have $100,000 on this bet.
You have to hit.
The book says hit. But how often do you hit at 16 and come through?
I know. Whenever a dealer shows a face card, I'm screwed.
So What do you do? We everyone sat there for about 10 minutes sweating and scratching themselves. Eventually, the guy held. Dealer flips over the king. Dealer has 20.
Yeah, that's it.
And he has 16.
What was the next card? I'm sure you tortured yourself with that.
Next card was a 6, so it wouldn't have helped.
All right, so there you go.
Right. Yeah. So this guy, and the whole reason the guy was playing the $100,000 hand is because he had some horrible disease and needed medication and was walking with a cane. Oh, he was sitting next to me telling me during the commercial he had to have open heart surgery in a couple of weeks. The guy was 25 years old.
Oh, my God.
An hour later, this super hot blonde comes walking up there. She played some other game. She has $5,000 to bet, and they say, you know, do you want to bet? And she's like, yeah, whatever. And they're like, well, you could win 10 grand. And she's like, yeah, so what? I don't need it. I got plenty of money. I got a job, pays over 100 grand a year. She gets 16 as well, and the dealer is also showing a face card. And we say, all right, well, we're going to hit this time. She gets a 5. Yeah. 21.
Sure.
Now, you explain to me how God works.
Yes.
The ditzy blonde walks away with 10 grand who did not need it, and the guy who's probably died out in the parking lot, now he left a trail of tears out the Hard Rock parking lot. That's right. That's right. That's your God, Drew. And maybe partially yours, Dominic, but not mine. So, Dominic, what about features? What do you got coming up?
I'm about to do a film, a thing called Three-Way Split with Gina Gershon. A very, very sexy lady, as we all know.
Yeah.
I do that in 3 weeks. It's a 4 or 5 week shoot here in L.A. And after that, depending on whether John Doe comes back, I suppose I'll end up going back to Vancouver. But, you know, at this point, we really don't know whether the shot goes.
John Doe's done in Vancouver, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, shot in Vancouver, yeah.
And how long have you been out here from Australia?
About a year. Maybe a bit more.
Everyone raves about Australia. Like
Australia's a great place. You know, it's relaxed. The climate's fantastic. The seafood is amazing.
How come you don't have an accent?
Oh, I lost it. I woke up one morning and it was kind of gone.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was. No, I'm joking.
Oh. True, you're a doctor, idiot.
I'm gullible. Doesn't mean I'm not gullible.
No, it was.
You're not gullible,
it was
you're
professional reasons. You know, I'm one of these guys that kind of find it hard to
trained it away.
Slip in and out of accents, so I decided to just stick with the American.
Well, yeah, you got just a little dash of Aussie in you, and it works.
I think I got a dash of everything. I got a dash of Irish. My mother's Irish, and got
yeah,
Australian
you do.
Thing, mm-hmm. So I got a bit of everything floating around.
My well, question is, you're going to my pecker.
I don't want to kiss any Aussie ass, but I'm going to do it for just 1 second. That I talk to people who travel around quite a bit. And they have nice things to say about Europe and Asia and that sort of thing. But Australia, they really rant about. And it's not so much the scenery, but it's more the people.
The people, yeah.
And it's not even that. They're like, you'll have a good time. And actually, it's really the best endorsement for a continent. They go, you've got to go. You've got to go.
Yeah.
Why is that?
People, they're just friendly. you know, our whole work ethic is all about spending lots of hours on Bondi Beach. You know, it's just relaxing and going on the dole, Social Security kind of thing, and just surfing and making the best of life. You know,
you gotta get out there.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, I could. I could be the mayor. I could. I could run on a napping platform.
Set up your boobville there.
I'd be like 2 naps a day, one at 11 a.m. and the other 3 p.m.
No, it's really cool. Cool place.
All right.
Australia could Drew, draw with Mexico and we'd be all in big trouble.
There you go.
All right, Drew, we got calls. Got, we do. Here's Amanda. Calls? Amanda's 20.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Hi. yeah, my boyfriend doesn't really like to perform oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
He's 20 also.
And you've talked to him about this?
Yeah, it actually came up the most recently because for a long time, I really just didn't care that much because I was pretty self-conscious or whatever. But lately, it's really annoyed me because, you know, I give him oral sex all the time.
Really?
We have normal sex, but then I'm kind of left, you know, because I don't.
I don't understand why women don't understand how much power they have. Why don't you just say, you don't want to do that? I don't want to do anything else. It's very simple.
Well, because I did that, but I can't ever hold true to that because I actually like to give oral sex.
Oh, really? Mm. You got a younger sister?
What?
You have a younger sister? No?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Really? How old?
She's 17.
17?
Yeah.
And does this guy think that there's two reasons why people don't do things. One is they don't like it, and the other thing is they don't think they'll be good at it, so they don't do it.
Yeah, see, I think that he doesn't think he'd be good at it. That whole excuse is kind of crap because, I mean...
Well, is he an insecure guy?
Well, no.
By the way,
if
a guy doesn't like going down to that area, why do you have to enlist another explanation? That one's understandable.
No, what do you mean?
I mean, some guys just don't like that.
I know, but there's...
Not because there's...
Listen, no guy likes it, but, you know, we flip our hats backward and we get busy. We pay the fiddler.
Maybe some other issue.
No.
Well, see, I tried to talk to some other guys about it, and they're like, yeah, I love doing it.
Well, they like... No, they don't like doing it. They like what it does to you.
Right, but he just, doesn't even seem to care.
Adam, am I right on that?
Pleasure at all.
Look, here's what I want to say. Let's try to break this down. There are 85% of guys... don't really enjoy it, but they will do it because, yes, it makes you feel good, and they like the look on your face, and it gives them satisfaction hearing you have an orgasm, and they want to get something in return. But then there's, 10% of guys who really like it.
Yeah.
Those guys scare me, and they give us a bad reputation, you know what I mean? They just do it. These are the guys who are down there for, an hour, 45 minutes. And they really enjoy it. There's something where I know a couple of those guys. I don't trust them. I don't like them. They're not me.
Right.
But and then there's 5% of guys that just won't do it. But, Drew, I don't know what your point was exactly, because Amanda was saying that he thinks he's not good at it. He's insecure about it.
I don't think that's it.
She does not think that. Right. And when has that ever stopped any behavior around sex as it pertains to a male?
Well, if Amanda has more experience than he does she? And listen, Amanda, don't lie to me. I said that earlier, and you agreed. You said maybe he's insecure about it.
No, I was saying I think that reason is crap because I don't think that's the problem.
Well, it's a crappy reason, but it doesn't mean it couldn't be the reason. Is he experienced with women?
Not really in that department, I wouldn't say.
Because he doesn't like it.
I don't want to know about that. Has he had a lot of girlfriends?
Yes, but he didn't do that with them.
I know! I just want to know if he's had a lot of women.
Okay, no.
He's not had a lot of women.
All right, put her on hold, Drew.
Wait a minute, I got to get the bottom of this.
Drew, put her on hold. Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yes, one hand
you
she had lots of girlfriends.
You can't get an answer out of her?
Then do a lot of girlfriends? No. Yes. No. Can I talk
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out whether he's been with a lot of women.
Yes.
Not what he's done,
I understand.
Per se.
Amanda.
Yes.
Has he been with a lot of women?
No.
Have you been with a lot of men?
No.
Okay.
We got together when we were both 18, and we were
All right, here's the deal.
First.
There are, like Adam said, 5% or so of guys really don't like doing this. They have all kinds of funny feelings about it, and they just can't get over it. And you actually hold all the cards. It's very simple. Really, if you really want that to be done, you can just ask him to do it. Just see, it's something he really should be willing to learn how to do or to be able to overcome his discomfort with. It's important to you. And certainly you can withhold certain things from him if there's no reciprocity in this. It's kind of an aggressive position to take.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Get rid of her now. I'm done with her. But look, women don't do that because it makes them angry when they have to ask for anything. You should read their mind. You should want to go everywhere.
Yes,
oh, yes. One of their dorky friends is getting married out on the edge of town. You should be dying to go. They shouldn't have to ask you. And that's a big deal. And I think, as a guy, I say I should get more points for going places I don't want to go.
Yep.
Instead of punished.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right.
This is Lisa, 32. Lisa.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Adam.
Hey.
Just got a question for you. I had taken Ambien tonight.
Yeah.
Earlier, and
what'd you do? What'd you do?
Or last night.
An Ambien. It's a sleeping pill.
Sleeping pill, right.
Adam knows all the sleeping pills.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, we got to talk after show, Drew. I need more.
No way.
Yeah, go ahead.
No
go ahead.
Way.
I got a score, buddy.
You ain't kidding, score.
I got a score.
The DEA's going to be knocking on your door.
I'm getting the DTs, you know what I'm saying, buddy? I got to take the edge off. I get wound up pretty
Are you
good,
high you know? Now? Are you high now?
No.
Or loaded or something?
Yeah, a couple heinies at the start okay. show. I'm cool.
Yeah. I know what the ladies like. Talking. They like giving me oral.
All right, what's the question, Lisa?
All right, I had taken one, and, you know, like the normal dosage, nothing. Didn't knock me out, so I waited an hour later, took another one. Bottom line, I took 7 between about 12 hours. I had taken 7, and I was talking to my sister-in-law back home, and she realized something, because the next thing you know, I had the cops and an ambulance knocking on my door,
right?
And I didn't realize anything until I stood up that, you know, even my speech was gone and walking. All I did, I took the ambulance ride to the hospital. I just puked in the ambulance, and
what's your question?
The question is now I feel like I'm shaking from that. Is there a lot of like bad effects from that, or
were you taking the medication regularly and then all of a sudden took that big dose last night?
No, that was the first time ever.
Okay.
Boring bit.
Lisa, it makes you forgetful. It's amnestic. That's one of the reasons people keep taking more and more. And also, it sort of makes you not aware of what's going on, as you've obviously found out. There is a withdrawal from it, and there can be sort of a rebound experience after a big dose, but you shouldn't have overt withdrawal that persists. I mean, you can feel shaky and kind of uncomfortable, but it shouldn't be intense. If it is, then you got to get back to the hospital.
Well, wait a minute. How long ago was this?
Last night?
Yeah, within 12 hours.
Oh, wait a minute, 12 hours from right now?
Earlier this morning. So like quarter to 10 last night.
When did you take your last Ambien?
10:45 this morning.
All right, and you went to the hospital when?
Just like shortly after that last one. I didn't really, all of a sudden I heard an
Oh, so you were there today. Okay.
Yeah,
well, listen, you did took 7 Ambien and you vomited in an ambulance. You're a little shaken up.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You take a nice sitz bath. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sitz baths cure everything, right?
You just sit in some water there. Put some salt on you.
I've all been there.
7 Ambien.
That's a huge dose. Kenneth, 21.
Yeah, I was wondering, me having been in prison before, does it like lessen my chance of getting a girlfriend?
Adam, what'd it do for you?
For me, I was only in prison for like 9 hours. I wasn't in prison. I was just in jail. Please, Drew. A couple of parking tickets.
Yeah, because
I was just telling that story today. I got to tell it again. You know, I had a bunch of parking tickets when I was... I used to ride a motorcycle, and I worked at this travel agency when I was 19. And by the way, anyone listening from Hoffman Travel can kiss Adam Carolla's hairy ass. Pack of bitches ride me like a mule. Hated them all. Now look at me. I'm literally a millionaire, and you're going home to your fat husband and your crappy jobs. Kiss my ass. But anyway, I told my mom, I got all these warrants out for me, you know, for these parking tickets. So if I get pulled over, I'm going to get arrested. And she said, well, just take this side street to work instead of, you know, ponying up the $565 it would have cost to, you know, keep me out of jail. Anyway, that was on a Sunday night, and the following morning I was going to work on the side street she suggested, and I got arrested and thrown into the tank. So less than about 12 hours after she gave me the hot tip, I was in the pokey.
The most chicks that I tell that what I went to prison for, they like get new numbers and they hang up.
What'd you go to prison for?
I stole a head from a corpse.
Stole a head from a corpse?
Yeah, I broke into a mausoleum and ripped the head off a corpse and took it home.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
I wanted a head. I was going to put it in an aquarium at my house.
Aquarium?
A head in an aquarium.
Yeah, with like a pet snake.
Uh-huh. And you couldn't just get like a plaster Paris skull from like the Mexican artifact store or something? You had to get
the shrunken head out of rubber or anything?
Disneyland, yeah.
How long were you away for?
They tried to give me 6 years, but they dropped it to 2.5. And I went to Chino... Wasco CMC, then Atascadero State Hospital.
I was going to say, didn't you try for reasons of insanity to get off?
No.
No.
They tried giving me
some dairy. Excuse me.
And did you get the head? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I brought it to my house and showed my little brother.
How old's your little brother?
He's just turned 15, but, you know, I tried showing him his head. It looked like grandma laughing his ass off.
Well, I can understand why girls would want to keep away from you, dude.
Well, that's Tara seems to be very impressed with this story. Let's get her on the phone here a little bit. Tara. Tara's our... Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit. She's one of our screeners. Get on the horn. And what would you do if you found out a guy was harboring a head?
It's disgusting. I'd leave. I'd run away.
That wouldn't turn you on?
Not at all.
Well, come on.
True, bring a head into work tomorrow. Okay. See if we can get her out of there.
Okay, I'll bring a corpse head in tomorrow.
Hey, Kenneth.
Ours are preserved, though. Was this a preserved person?
No, it was out of a coffin or the mausoleum.
All right, hey, listen. Earth to jackass. Of course you're going to freak any girl out when you're talking about bringing a human head home, you idiot. What are you calling this show for? What's your question? You just bragging?
No, I was just wondering. I mean, because...
You're just wondering what? You're just wondering you tell a girl you got a human head in your aquarium at home if it's going to freak her out?
Yeah, it's
Chick
like...
Chick sees some herpes medication. She runs out of the house.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Was it a girl's head or a guy's head?
It was an old lady's head.
He said it was grandma.
Good.
It was 15
what are you doing?
Now in a hospital himself.
No, but this is not a question. This is your question.
Yeah, I was wondering, does it limit, like, my chance of getting a girl? Because I've talked to
No, it has no, I see no effect at all. Drew?
I think what's her name, Nora? No, from.
Oh, shut up, Drew.
We'll be fascinated.
You can't go along. You can't just go along with the joke, can you, Drew?
What did I say?
I said it would have no effect at all. Drew, what do you think?
I said I think the Queen of Jordan would be interested as well. I think anyone would be interested in with that story. That's what I was saying, Adam, if you'd listen.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Drew, that's just your cute. All right, forget it.
Hey, but what would make this guy do that? And he's so normal
with it. Who cares? Listen, Kenneth, so just kill yourself.
Normal with
please?
It.
Is that normal? There's something very, very, very disturbed.
It's either bogus or the guy needs to be institutionalized.
He was. Yeah. He was institutionalized for a while, he said.
He needs to go back.
Yeah, it's very sick stuff. You know, this is the sort of that devil worship stuff gone awry. He put it in an aquarium with a snake to impress his friends.
How do you get caught, though? I mean, that's really my question.
Want to ask him? That's fine.
Yeah. Maybe there was, like, a LoJack on the head.
Oh, no, they just came knocking on my door in the morning. I don't know.
Well, how do you think they found out?
I don't know. They told me they found a shoe print and fingerprints.
Yeah.
And they had a suspect in you? Did you work there or something?
No, I think it was because the cops around the area, like, they're always going to my house for every little thing or something.
Yeah.
So you've been in trouble with the cops for a long time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good. Hey, Kenneth, can you do me a favor and just get a job and not have any kids?
I got an interview.
What kind of job?
Flooring.
Flooring.
Yeah. Flooring, perfect. I see you more as a roofer, but you can do the flooring.
Couldn't it be one of those guys that kicks the carpet into the, you know, that kicking thing?
Yeah,
the knee kick. Yeah.
Yeah, flooring's not a good job for you because they use those linoleum cutters, which are really just weapons.
Also, the solvents and stuff, you'll be getting high all day with that.
Wait, how did he get the head off? Did he cut it off?
No, I just spun it off.
Twisted. How did you predict that particular person?
I don't know. I was walking through there and I saw these curtains and I was wondering why there's a curtain over a name plaque and there was no name plaque, so I.
You twisted the head right off.
Yeah.
Was it a skull? Was it bones?
It was the full body, man.
Was it blood and stuff, man?
No, there was like pieces of things hanging out of it and like little like worm sacks that were left over from some type of a worm or something.
Whoa.
Man, you don't, this doesn't bother you at all that you desecrate this corpse this way?
No, not at all.
All right, good. Well, how did you get run over.
How did you get the idea to do this? What were you trying to accomplish? What was the point?
I thought about one day wanting to get a skull and I told one of my friends I was going to go get one.
I mean, that's not a skull. That's a head with flesh on it.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
I've had like three.
How'd that go?
One took off to Canada.
Yeah. Screaming.
I don't know. It was like I went out with her for a while, and then she like took off a couple years later on. They took their dad's money, took off to Canada.
Kenneth, you want to get chicks? Try to act normal, all right?
Yeah,
freaking them out.
I talked to chicks and talked to for a while, and then like they'll ask me because I got tattoos if I've been in prisons and stuff, and.
Yeah.
How is it you don't know what you do is normal, abnormal?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know what normal is?
No.
Now, listen, you're calling this show and wondering and really bragging about tearing the head off a corpse. There's a part of you that knows this obviously freaks out normal people. I suspect a part of you that enjoys freaking out people. But don't call the show and act like this is a question of yours. I mean, you're nuts, but you're not crazy. I mean, hang up on this idiot.
Did I tell the girls?
Shut up.
No, don't tell him.
Shut
up. I'm keeping him around. I want to hear some more about this.
Come on. Hear more. He's an idiot. Drew, what do you think he's actually asking a question?
No, I don't. I think that's that. I'm a little angry with him for that, but I think the story is.
No.
We ever had this before?
A, it could be bogus, and B, he's just bragging if it's true. It's not a question. All right?
I'm going to keep him around.
All right, you do that.
You got to ask him, does he kill animals and he's spiritual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew, bring him by the house, maybe. Let him get to know the kids. You looking for a new nanny?
Well, I am, funny enough.
Dominic, you are looking for a nanny?
I certainly am. May
I suggest Kenneth?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. The Ichabod Crane.
Totally.
Of the nanny
get
world.
Get for a walk.
True, like that one.
Hey, kids, all right. What's this?
It's just different.
Let's take a little break.
All right.
Dominic Purcell, our guest tonight from John Doe, Fox, Friday nights, 9 o'clock, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dominic Purcell's our guest tonight. He is from John Doe, Fox, Friday nights, 9 o'clock. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
What's up there, goofball?
We'll keep going. This is Susie, who's 18. Susie.
Yeah, hi. I had a question. I've been getting, like, chronic bladder infections for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've gone to the doctor. First, I called my physician about last March. I lost my virginity last February. I got my first bladder infection last March, and he gave me amoxicillin, and it went away for a little while, and it kept coming back and going away and coming back and whatever. And so I was hospitalized last October for it. I went to the emergency room, and they put me on three different kinds of medication, one of them for pain, one of them specifically for bladder pain, and then one antibiotic. And I had a reaction to one of them, went back in the hospital for dehydration. And they keep coming back and going away, and I went to the urologist, and he did the camera up the urethra thing, but he stopped because it was too painful, and we didn't get anywhere with that. And I've gone to the gyno for it, and it keeps coming back, and I've tried different antibiotics, and nothing's worked.
Do the infections, are they actually documented, or do you just get episodes of painful urination, that sort of thing?
Several of them are documented, but most of them are not.
So it isn't really an infection, it's just recurrent symptoms that are like an
right.
infection.
Right.
Do the camera up the chick's urethra, too?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad times.
It's good times, yeah. And so do you do a lot of bicycling or spinning?
No.
Nothing like that. Are you having sex frequently?
Yes.
Does this fall? What?
But it'll happen, like, I won't have sex for, like, a week, and it'll happen just randomly.
Well, you're probably going to end up with a diagnosis of something called interstitial cystitis. Did they bring up that term at all?
No.
Yeah. Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
And everything else going okay? No other medications?
I'm on birth control, orthotricycline.
And didn't associate the symptoms with the onset of that medication at all?
No.
Okay. Well, you're doing the right thing. All you can do is, these are not uncommon symptoms at all, and it's not uncommon for some women to have bladder infections almost every time they have sex. That's something that can happen. Some women take antibiotics every time they have sex as a way of trying to control that and prevent that. So it is something you got to keep working on with the urologist. It sounds like some of these are infections. Some of these are some sort of urethral irritation. Either as a result of maybe the trauma of having sex or just, I don't know what else you're doing that might be causing this, but you ought to keep working on it, see if they can come up with some solution.
Well, actually, I'll just go the oral route for a while.
There you go. Actually, sometimes
that help?
Sometimes that actually makes it worse.
Really?
Yeah, some women are more...
Not the way I do it.
You stay away from that area?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I give a little shot with the forehead, and I'm done.
Good time. So, John, yeah. 22. John?
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hi, Adam.
Hey, John.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm 22 years old. I just got out of the Navy recently, and my wife just left me for some other dude while I was in Italy.
Ooh.
She did what?
She left him while he was serving.
Oh bad times.
How long were you gone for?
How long I was with my wife.
How long were you, well, yes, and how long were you in Italy for?
I was in Italy for 6 months.
And how long had you been with your wife?
She was my high school sweetheart.
Oof. Mm. Wow. And the guy, was he anybody you knew?
He was the babysitter's brother-in-law.
The what?
The babysitter's brother-in-law.
Babysitter's brother-in-law. Fantastic.
Yeah. What kind of ship you on?
I was in a carrier.
Carrier?
Yep.
You know, Drew, they say that's like a floating city. I get a little tired of hearing that. And you're in Italy 6 months, huh?
Yep.
That's not a bad detail.
And when did this happen?
This happened last year, somewhere last year.
All right, what's the question? December. What is the question?
Well, the question that I'm having is, I never had, my dad died when I was one, and I always wanted to be the dad for my kids. You know, I have two kids, and my problem is that I have a hard time dealing, you know, being with them.
Where is your wife?
She's in Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God.
And she has the kids?
Yeah, she does. She took them. I came back from the cruise on December 22nd, and she was gone.
Wow. Well, so she kidnapped them then, right?
Well, not really.
Well, that's illegal.
Not really.
Why not?
Because Puerto Rico is still considered a territory of the United States.
She's transporting.
It's the same laws. So it's not kidnapping as long, you know.
Have you checked this out with the law?
As long as we're still married, it's not against the law.
Whose bright idea was it to include Puerto Rico in the United States, by the way?
I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, matter of fact.
We got to get rid of those troublemakers, not draw them in. I'd like to kick a few states out. I'd like to get rid of Puerto Rico and Florida.
They could form a new, what, federation?
Yeah. Federation of idiots who spend too much time in the sun. And I'd like to bring in, like, Montreal. I'm going to work this out. I'm going to see about trading Canada, Montreal for Puerto Rico and Florida. That'd be a good deal. We ought to start doing that, Drew.
Hey, we got a good baseball player to bring it over here. So.
Well, that's true.
What is the question, Joe? What would you like us to do? How can we
help? Well, my problem is I'm going to school right now. I'm taking psychology. I'm trying to ask for a different point of view from you, Drew, as far as trying to get myself a psychoanalysis. And I'm having a hard trouble coping with not having my kids around. But the result of this, I think I'm becoming bipolar, whether I'm real happy or real sad. And I'm starting to turn like Joe Pesci in Casino, you know, always like getting angry at people and F you this and F you that.
Well, I think that
it's Joe Pesci in every movie except for Gone Fishing.
I don't think you need to think in terms of bipolarity. I think it's just plain old depression. And even when people are depressed, they can have periods they feel kind of giddy, but they're still really depressed. And if you're not having true hypomanic episodes, which you don't sound like you are, just talking to you. Of course you're depressed. You've had a major, major loss. And if you need to have that treated, if you need to talk to somebody, you ought to take care of that. Because
well, I went to see a psychologist, and he diagnosed me with something called emotional behavior disorder, according to that. So.
Emotional behavioral disorder?
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Okay, he probably was lying then.
Well, I've got a DSM.
Well, I don't think he was lying.
I think you got the term wrong.
So my wife tells me the mechanic says the alterator was broken or something.
Right.
He's mechanic's not lying. She just can't hear right.
That's right.
Okay, so, but he needs to get his kids back or see about visitation. I can't see that it. I mean, I'm no attorney, but you just pick up and take the kids to Puerto Rico. The guy gets
wrong,
back from the service, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Nope. Believe me, I try every way possible, and I can't.
There's nothing. You've spoken to people in the Navy about this.
Yes, I did.
And what happened? Wait a minute. I've seen enough of those 2020 shows in 48 hours to understand that she can't get away with this. Did you guys get a divorce?
No, I haven't got a divorce yet. I'm working on it, so.
And she does not have custody of the children.
Well, the way they see it, according with the law, is that we're not married. So, I mean, we're not divorced. So, since we're still married, it's like you taking your kids for, say, you're going to visit Florida for a vacation. You leave your spouse in California.
An extended visit.
It'll be almost the same thing.
All right. So, but when you get the divorce, you'll be able to move forward with some custody stuff, right?
I'm going to try.
All right.
Now, as far as what they told you have, did they tell you have some sort of behavior disorder, like oppositional defiant disorder, something like that?
No, it's an emotional behavior disorder, according to the Navy doctors. So.
Emotional behavior disorder.
I never heard of it, so.
There's no such thing.
Maybe it's just grief.
Yeah.
All right, Drew. This breaks my heart.
All right, let's talk to Kenneth again. Kenneth.
Yeah.
So, Dominic has some questions for you.
Yeah.
Well, let's fill people in. Kenneth is a 21-year-old debutante who tore the head off a corpse. He just happened to be walking by. What were you doing at the morgue there anyway?
I broke in.
To get the head?
Yeah.
And took it home, put it in the aquarium with a snake, and expect to impress young ladies with this. So go ahead, Donald.
One of your hobbies, would it include killing animals?
I got video games and music. It's normally my hobbies. I used to skateboard.
So you've never really indulged in the act of, you know, killing?
I have killed animals a few times here and there.
Why? What are you doing?
Just doing it out of, I guess, being on a drug high.
What drug?
Crystal meth.
So you get real irritable? Were you on crystal when you went and tore this lady's head off?
I think I did, like, the last line that I had then, but...
Are you still on speed now?
No, I haven't since I've been out. I think I've touched a couple times, but that's it.
Are you having less sort of aggressive feelings?
Not really. It's more like wanting a woman, you know?
Yeah. Gotta pull her head off.
No, like just having one around, like near or something, you know?
That's a normal 21-year-old feeling.
But, right? Kenneth, what's in it for them? You know what I mean? You gotta think of it that way.
I don't know. I didn't do it to impress anyone for it. You know, but
I know, but why should a woman want to hang out with you? That's the question.
I was just thinking, like, if it comes up, should I tell them or should I keep it from them? Or
I say you boast. You say I tore the heads off of 5 corpses.
Oh,
okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, he got
you. Here's what I'm saying. Using Kenneth's logic of, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? I'm telling you, sometimes it's easy to find an answer if you just say I tore the heads off of 50 corpses. What do you think their reaction would be? Good, better, or worse? True. I can't believe this guy's not being monitored.
I know.
I can't believe he really is asking this question.
People that really have lost their bearings on what's right and what's wrong and how other people are affected by their behaviors, really, that part of their brain doesn't work right. Mm.
True. When do we get to put people down?
Well, if this guy does something, you know, because of his brain not working.
He already
tore
the head off a corpse. What else is he going to do?
It was good that he was a dead person.
Yeah, like, he probably didn't know.
He probably didn't care.
He may graduate, though.
Here's my plan with Kenneth. I send him to Puerto Rico, and then, like I said, I trade out Florida and Puerto Rico for Montreal and... trying to think.
Toronto.
Toronto's nice.
Yeah.
All right, Montreal and Toronto.
They got the strip bars you like there, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do, and they got that high-octane beer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we got a place to go. You know, nice skiing out that way.
Sure.
I mean, it's a good time. I'm going to work on this, fellas.
Okay.
I'm going to draft something up during the break.
Yeah, in the meantime...
Or maybe I'll just take a leak and have another sip of this god-awful radio station coffee. It's going to be one or the other.
All right.
Dominic Purcell is in studio tonight. He's from the show John Doe on Fox Friday nights, 9 o'clock. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. I'm out here in Las Vegas tonight. Dr. Drew's back there in Los Angeles. Dominic Purcell is with him. He is John Doe of John Doe on Fox Friday nights, 9 o'clock.
What's the name of your character in Mission Impossible 2?
Ulrich.
Bad guy.
Ulrich. I was cut out of it, more or less. I mean, I spent... I did 7 auditions, and I finally got to meet Tom and Paula Wagner and all the guys and John Woo, and they said, hey, we love you. Let's put you in the film. And so I was very excited. And 9 months later, you know, basically sitting in my trailer, you know, it was one of my first experiences of the big Hollywood thing. But you know, at the end of the day, I made a heap of cash, and my wife and I just went traveling. And I just surfed, and all the other actors worked. It was kind of cool.
Where'd that film?
Australia, in Sydney.
Were you living there and they picked you up?
Yeah, living in Sydney and I auditioned for
goodness.
It. Down there.
Fantastic.
How's Tom Cruise?
He's a really nice guy. You know, it's just a very, very earnest guy. You know, he's very intense, but...
He's gay.
No, he's
Drew,
not.
Please.
I didn't say that.
He's not Trey.
Anderson.
I heard you say it, but please. That's enough.
Anderson said it with my voice.
Yeah.
No, look, he is so not gay. That guy, he's not gay at all.
What do you guys, Dominic, what do you Aussies got for gay? You got some good stuff for gay?
What does that mean? A word?
A word?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Pillow biters.
Ooh, that's nice.
Poo sniffers. Very kind. Very
poo sniffers.
Passionate and open, I see, the way they look at these things.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's all kind of... It's all out there.
Hey, that's good, though.
Good
poo sniffers. That's a good one to add.
Here we go. Jen, 24.
Hello?
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And this is where you talk.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering... Okay.
Just do it!
When I am trying to find a guy, okay, all I get hitting on me are old guys, and they're ugly.
Like how old?
50 or ugly.
60. You're fat. 60? True.
Yeah.
Are you fat? Yeah?
No. What do you... I weigh 120 pounds.
120 pounds.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I work at a factory.
Uh-huh.
Do you...
What do you make at the factory?
Plastic parts for General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you only interact with older guys? I mean, is that all who's around?
No.
Are the other guys, the younger guys, all married?
No.
That you're around? Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
All right.
When did you last have a boyfriend?
2 years ago.
And what happened with that?
He died of an aneurysm. He was 77.
He was 75, yeah.
No, he got put in rehab.
He was a drug addict.
No, alcohol.
Okay, same thing. So he's an alcoholic drug addict.
Yes.
And you left after that?
Yes.
So you hung in while he was using, but when he decided to get better,
No. I hung in the whole time when he was going through alcohol rehab and everything.
Uh-huh.
Until he got out.
And?
And we got into a big argument, and... That was it.
All right. And where do you meet guys?
I don't know.
Are these older guys sort of alcoholic types?
No. All right. Not really.
Your dad was an alcoholic?
No.
Your mom?
No.
I don't know what the problem is. She has a delightful personality. Yeah. She works in a factory producing plastic parts. I don't know either. You sound like the belle of the ball, baby.
Dude, when I look at myself in the mirror, I think, man, you're hot stuff, but I can't attract a decent, like, halfway decent guy, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Maybe you have a slightly warped sense of yourself. Could that be it?
Not really.
So
impossible, Adam. How dare you?
Let's describe yourself. You're 24.
Uh-huh.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2". I weigh 120 pounds. I have long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to know? I have blue eyes, bluish gray. They're more gray than they are.
You have weird teeth?
No. I have all my teeth.
All your teeth?
Yeah.
You have extra teeth? That can be bad, too.
No.
You sound like a babe, so I don't know what the problem is.
I'm kind of chunky.
No. There's something going on here. How about, do you have any friends?
Yeah.
You have female friends?
Yeah.
Can't they set you up with somebody?
They've tried, but they set me up with, like, dogs. Swear to God, they're like...
I'll put her on hold for a second, Drew. I gotta talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds very unattractive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily physically, although I will throw that in. And normally, as you know, a woman's personality does not factor in normally for me. But
not at all, in fact.
Jen just sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine going out to dinner with her?
Yeah.
Just telling you how hot. And the way she speaks about guys, like, they're dogs. Like, what are we? Is this 1975? Like, I want some stoned foxes, but this dude's a dog.
And she's ice cold. Ice cold.
Yeah, she's You know what? She sort of reminds me of the meth heads.
I was thinking that same thing. I absolutely was thinking that.
You're thinking, I know what you're thinking, Drew.
Yeah.
You're thinking that sort of
the desert rat. Yes, yes.
Sun blasted, yes. Chain smoking,
yeah.
Meth head type.
Yeah. But she's from Wisconsin. So that's not, that type doesn't really exist up there.
Yeah, you got to move out to the desert at some point.
Yeah. Well,
let me talk to her again.
All right, here we go. Jen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sweetie, you sound like a delight. I don't know the problem. What's wrong? Are you into meth?
No.
You into meth? No?
Why were you offended by the questions we asked about your parents?
I wasn't.
Okay.
I didn't get that.
Well, I got how dare you? Listen, she was with an alcoholic for a while. She was a codependent for some reason. Either she took care of an addict or a sick parent.
No, I didn't know he was when I started dating.
I understand that, but there's a reason you were attracted to that. And you get that from the parents.
Well, let me ask a quick question before we go to break.
Okay.
Jen, you are an attractive, young, bright woman. What do you think the problem is?
I don't know. Am I dull? Boring? I don't know.
Hey, usually that doesn't factor in, though,
especially for
young guys. Yeah. Listen, we got to go to break. You need to enlist some of your female friends. Tell them to give you a hand. Tell them to set you up. Find some guys, friends of their husbands, friends of their boyfriends, that kind of thing. You got to network.
And Kenneth and La Puente has a cool aquarium. We could set her up with him.
Yeah, that's a couple. All right. We'll Dominic Purcell here from John Doe. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm out here in Las Vegas tonight. Dr. Drew's back in Los Angeles with Dominic Purcell. Dominic is none other than John Doe from Fox. Friday nights, 9 o'clock. Big season finale coming up this Friday. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge, massive.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. And watch it.
Watch
good
it.
Ratings.
Save the show. Watch it.
Yeah, it's on the bubble.
It's on the bubble.
Don't
support it. This is Katie, 22.
Oh, hi. I just was wondering. Last week, I made a really big mistake. I actually had a one-night stand with a guy in the Navy, and I didn't use protection. And I'm just wondering about the AIDS test, if I was tested right now, like if they would be able to actually identify if I had it or not.
It was last week?
Yeah.
They would only be able to test you for having had it before you had anything with this guy. In other words, whatever you got from him will not be detectable.
When would it be detectable?
Well, somewhere in about 3 months, probably.
Mm. Yeah, you'll be dead by then.
Why didn't you use a condom?
We didn't have one.
Mm. Right. Well, what about the DNA AIDS thing that porn stars get?
I know, it's not a good screening test, though. You can't really recommend that as a screening tool just yet. And is it anything else going on? Any other symptoms?
Oh, no symptoms. I'm just kind of paranoid.
And is he in a risk category of some type? Is there some reason you'd believe you'd be at risk?
Well, and he's in the Navy. He just came from South America.
Oh, say no more.
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Where did he come from?
He was in Panama. And they had just gotten in a few days before.
Are you still in contact with this guy?
No.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, well, be careful and get retested, and just next time condoms.
Yeah.
Okay.
And listen, God bless you. You know, you talk to these pampered actresses or going over there and doing a USO show, but you're doing your part here stateside, baby.
That's what I thought. I love that. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. You take care. All right. Are you in school now? What are you doing?
Yes, school. I'm a college student.
Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam.
Junior college.
No. Actually, I'm kind of smart. I don't know.
Really? UC San Diego? Where are you?
I'm at San Diego State, actually.
San Diego State.
Oh, that's a four-year junior college.
Uh-huh, right.
Uh-huh.
San Diego State.
I'm going to grad school, too.
You're going to grad school now?
Well, I'm applying in the fall, so.
For what kind of program?
Law.
Law school?
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You want to be an attorney?
Yeah.
What kind of law do you want to do?
Criminal. I'm taking an LSAT in June, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to defend them, or you want to put them behind bars?
Yeah, that probably.
She wants to get
him. Want to defend
him. Get him.
Is there you have any weird motivation? Like somebody killed a family member years ago, and this has been a driving force in your life?
Actually, no, not at all.
Are your parents immigrants?
No.
You long time in this country?
Yeah.
Your family? Okay.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Casey, who's 14. Casey?
Yeah?
Hey.
Am I online?
Yeah.
Can I ask Dominic Purcell a question?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay.
I just
want to know, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Do you watch John Doe?
Yeah. I just wanted to be able to tell my friends I talked to you.
Okay, great.
You going to watch this Friday?
Actually, I'm going to a conference.
You know what? That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, our show is, as I've said repeatedly, against life. That's our biggest competitor.
It's not really fair.
Well, here you're talking to him. Ask him some other questions.
Yeah.
When are they going to replay the season finale?
Well, the season finale is airing this Friday, and I would imagine... Who knows?
You can see it on FX in a couple of years.
Yeah, don't you want to know more about Dominique? Yeah. Is it Dominic or Dominique?
Dominic.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Dominique.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Dominic.
I would call him Dominic.
I don't know.
For
you're
an
from
hour.
Another country.
I'm Dominic.
Even though it's Australia.
Dominic.
There's no Q. How could it be Dominic?
I don't know. I'm an idiot. Listen, I got before in the morning. I'm afraid to.
True.
Yeah.
You got 14-year-olds busting your chops.
Yeah, it's really bad. Bad
okay.
times.
Wait. I just wanted to say something. My brother is listening.
Sure.
Yeah, he's upstairs.
Is he? What's your brother's name?
Clayton.
Clayton. Hi, Clayton.
Yeah.
That's it?
What?
Okay.
Well, get rid of her. That's it.
All right. I got to get refreshed here.
Boring.
Kenneth.
Yeah.
Hi, Kenneth.
How's it going?
Give yourself like a scope enema, Drew. That'll wake you up.
I'll just snort it.
Yeah.
So, Kenneth.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging with us tonight.
Great.
Kenneth, just to refresh people's memory, tore a head off a corpse after breaking into a mortuary?
Yeah, it was a mausoleum.
And
like
you...
Cemetery, like, when they're on the walls.
Yeah. A mausoleum. Would you have to pry the marble off the wall?
I broke a window, climbed into the window, walked down the hallway where they got them all, and I took a crowbar to one of the walls.
Ooh. It's like Phantasm. You see that movie?
Yeah.
That's a cool movie. Yeah. And let me ask you this, Kenneth. How newly dead was the body? Do you have any idea?
I think it was buried for like 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
But not really buried because it was the mausoleum, right?
It was in the wall in the casket and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
What did you say
about count that as buried.
You mentioned something about a curtain?
Yeah, they had a curtain over it. They didn't have a name on the, like, where the name plaque normally should be, the tombstone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kenneth, what fascinates me is, I think we've gone through this, but what was the pivotal point that you decided, I want me a head, human head?
I was thinking of like a decoration for an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
But why couldn't it have been a fake human head?
Yeah.
How about one of those miniature castles? You know what
no,
I mean?
No,
that's pretty exciting.
A little treasure chest that opens up and bubbles come out.
Yeah, that one.
Or and some other stuff in there.
Or a skin diver with bubbles coming out of the top of his head.
Do you think you want to do it again?
Probably not.
All right.
But what we can't understand why it had to be a real one.
I don't know. It's the only place I thought of getting one.
No, Kenneth, stay with me here. Why did it have to be a real human tissue? Why couldn't it have been some Halloween reproduction?
I don't know.
Do you know a difference? Do you acknowledge that there is a difference between the reproduction and a human head?
Probably.
And like what is that difference?
One's plastic.
Right. Like the one that's on your shoulders. That's filled with sawdust and termites.
Probably.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a real head. And then the fake head... Yeah, that's made out of styrofoam.
And you were on the speed at the time, and now you're not doing speed, right?
Yeah.
Are you doing less crazy stuff since you got off the speed?
Pretty much.
Have you thought about getting
moved from where I was living.
Treatment for your addiction?
I'm on POC from prison, the parolee outpatient clinic.
And is that an addiction program?
It's just a program for being released from a state hospital or something.
You were a long time in a state hospital?
No, I was in prison, and like the last 3 months they sent me to a state hospital.
Are you supposed to be taking medication?
No.
You're not supposed to be taking medication?
They ruled that it wasn't like an inanimate object. They tried to get me on an MDO law, and it's a PC-2962.
I understand. Were you supposed to be taking medication?
No.
All right.
Hey, Kenneth.
Yeah?
What's your sign, by the way?
Virgo.
Knew it.
Does he have any other plans in the work?
Anything else that you've got a hankering for?
Not really.
Let me ask you this: when you're in prison and then you go into the mental facility and stuff, do they give you any warnings about having kids or anything like that?
Yeah, they tell you don't have any.
Really?
They do.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
I like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
do they
really
help you?
Do they really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me want to rip that guy's head off.
What guy?
The guy tells me that I shouldn't have kids or something.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I've had a deputy in county jail tell me that, and like three people in prison tell me that.
What was it like in prison?
Scary? No, I mean, it's all right. It's just, you know, you do your program, but there's, like, a lot of transvestites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? A lot of he-she types in there, huh?
Yeah, they cut their shirts into bras.
Were they attracted to you?
A couple of them have talked to me and asked me and stuff like that, and it's like, no, I've gotten a few fights and arguments because of that.
Because of sure. them looking at the wrong way or something?
No, they'll come up to you, tell you they want to milk your snake and some other stuff like that.
Ooh. And have you ever had sex with a woman?
With a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a man?
No.
And a live woman or just one of the mausoleum
live
ladies?
Woman, yeah.
And
a live okay. woman.
Have you ever had a relationship with one?
The longest was like 4 months.
And how'd that go?
It was great, you know. I don't know what her problem was.
Yeah, well, they're fickle. You know.
Yeah.
You tear a guy's head off, they get all bent out of shape. They rush to judgment, those women. Drew, you know what it's like.
Yeah. Can you hang on some more? I'm not done with you.
Yeah.
I can't get over it.
Whew. Where's he calling from, by the way?
La Puente.
Oh, Christ. Guy's about 10 minutes away from our house. Drew, what can we do about this? I'm going to Australia with Dominic. Dominic, how about it? Me and you, we've surfed the whole day.
Oh, man, sounds great to me.
Crack a few cold ones.
That's
up on
it,
the
man.
Beach.
Yeah, fish and chips on the beach.
Yeah. You watch me become morbidly obese because I don't surf. But I watch you and I become like this happy mascot. People, and you know what, too? People like my voice over there.
Over there?
They got those crazy Aussie accents. But me, I'll be known as the nasally one. And I'll get my own, like, cooking show or something. And I'll just call it a life.
Here comes,
you know what I mean?
Dan, who's 37. Dan.
Drinking on the beach with American Adam Carolla.
Drinking on the beach. How about smoking a blunt on the beach?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Dan, what's up?
Hey, Dan.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I've been smoking marijuana now daily for 27 years. So when I was 11 years old, I'm 37. Mm-hmm. My 13-year-old daughter just came up to me about 5 days ago and asked me to quit. It's been about two nights now, and I can't sleep. I'm irritable. Don't know, Dr. Drew, how long this is going to last.
A good 2 weeks of intense symptoms and up to 6 months of severe mood problems.
Oh, you're kidding.
And you need to get treated. This will not stop without treatment. It's the relapse rate is similar to heroin.
Well, they threw me on Paxil before, and
No, it's not medication. You need to go to MA. You need to get a sponsor. You need to work the steps. That is the treatment for addiction. You need to do it. It will not stop without that. On behalf of your kid is telling you that it's harmful to her that you're smoking pot and loaded all the time. You're not available empathically as a parent when you're intoxicated. And on her behalf, get the treatment so you can get better.
And if that's M-A or N-A?
M-A. M is in marijuana. Marijuana okay. Anonymous.
How do I find out about that?
Just call AA, Local Alcoholics Anonymous, and ask for an M-A referral, and let them come get you.
Okay.
And get a sponsor and work the steps. It takes time.
Okay.
You'll meet 20 other guys that have exactly your story.
This is Doobie. You know, I can't believe this is Doobie and this is this big of a problem, but can I say one last thing, guys?
Wait a minute. Listen, Dan.
Yo.
Do me a favor.
Adam, I love you. Crank Anchors is phenomenal.
Thank you, buddy. Do me a favor. Say, we're getting the band back together.
We're getting the band back together.
Yeah, he sounds like Elwood Blues.
Yeah.
This guy, is he from Chicago?
Oh, totally. South Side.
Yeah.
In fact, I wanted to say to your guest tonight, Dominic, John Marshall Jones, or JJ as we know him, is making us Northwestern grads very proud of him on John Doe.
Oh, great. He's a great guy.
He's a fantastic guy. Him and I go back about since we were 18, 19, strolling Northwestern University.
Oh, really?
Mike Dixon and myself, great guy.
Yeah, he's a great man. Yeah, he's a great man. Very accessible, very, very friendly.
Very good. His boy's real good. Our kids used to hang out together. It's just great watching that show every night, every week with them.
Oh, great, man.
Thanks, guys. I will definitely call MA and
Dan, marijuana addiction is one of the most common treatment issues currently being dealt with in the addiction medicine field. It is a very difficult problem. Yep.
Dan, one more.
Please.
You got to say cop engine, cop brakes, cop suspension.
I thought you were going to ask me to say the Bears, but top engine, top brakes. I don't have an accent, Adam. Come on.
Cop suspension.
Cop suspension.
Hey, Drew, you ever see the Blues Brothers?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I watched it beginning to end, but I've certainly seen tons of excerpts from it.
No, Drew, you haven't seen
You know, it's always
Blues
playing
Brothers.
At a party kind of thing.
Oh, Drew. Yeah. All the movies. Dominic, Drew hasn't seen Raging Bull.
Oh, dude.
He hasn't seen The Shining, hasn't seen Platoon.
What is this? I haven't seen The Shining. Why does that stay in the lexicon?
Because you haven't.
What was that movie you gave me that I watched?
That was The Shining, but that's too late now. The window's closed on The Shining.
So I forever have not seen The Shining, though I've viewed the film with the name The Shining.
Well, it's like, what was The Shining? 1980, 81, something like that?
Yeah.
1980. All right. You saw it in 2003. That doesn't count. That's like you filing a tax return in 2003 for 1980.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Doesn't count. Am I right, Dominic?
You're right, sir. All the government requires a little penalty.
That's right. That's what this is. All right, who's next?
I'm looking. Can't get away from Ken. I keep wanting to go to him. Sarah, 25.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. I'm 25. I'm trying to get pregnant. I've been married for 2 years. But I've been on the depot shop for like 3 years and off it for 14 months.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time getting pregnant.
Are your periods normal?
No.
How irregular are they?
They're like usually 3 to 4 days off.
So you miss, in other words, they're not exactly 28 days, but they're a couple days off.
Yeah.
And have you seen a gynecologist?
Yeah.
And
they said it was going to take up to 18 months, but I was wondering if there's anything I can do to get pregnant sooner than that.
Well, are you watching your ovulatory cycles and all that stuff?
Yeah, and I've taken those little test things.
Yep.
But they always come back negative, so I'm wondering if the depot shop can take away my, stop me from ovulating?
Yes, you can have anovulatory cycles, and that's part of why you're not getting pregnant, perhaps.
I see.
But
what's she taking?
Depo Provera. Well, she takes little strips that you can test your temperature or test when you've ovulated, certain hormones are released.
What do you do, pee on them?
You're doing that thing where you pee on it?
Yeah.
All right, but the fact is you will get pregnant, and I bet it's not even the shot so much right now, but keep working with the gynecologist, you will get pregnant, I'm sure.
No, listen. The best way to get pregnant is have your husband quit his job and pick up the bottle.
And
we all know that, Drew.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the guy gets fired. No. Here's the best way to get pregnant. Seriously.
Yeah.
He hurts his back at work.
Oh yeah, gets on Vicodin.
He gets strung out on Vicodin.
Yeah.
He has to go to rehab. He loses his job. That's when you get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That helps.
Lisa, 26.
Hi. I'm dating a man who's 47 years old, and I'm 26. And I don't know, never dated anybody that old. And I'm kind of worried if it's an issue with him being insecure, and that's why he's dating me, or if it's something with me of an insecurity.
Wait, I didn't quite get the question.
She wants to know who's insecure.
He's 47. Maybe he's with a young woman. He's not insecure.
Why he's not?
Well, I understand. What does that mean? Why would him dating a younger woman mean he's insecure?
I don't know, because he's been married 3 other times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not insecure. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's probably an idiot. Where'd you meet him?
In my daughter's softball team.
No.
He's not your daughter's coach.
Yeah.
Did you break up the marriage?
No. He's been divorced for several years now.
And were you married at the time?
I'm actually getting divorced.
Were you married at the time?
No.
Okay. And what happened to your relationship?
My husband was very abusive, and I decided to leave him.
Well, I suspect you found another one. Another
really?
Guy that's going to be like that. Yeah.
Well, but she did decide to leave the guy, so it's not all that bad.
Yeah, but she likes that. She's attracted to the guys that she thinks she can make right. The abusive. Yeah. You had an abusive dad, Lisa?
Actually, I didn't grow up with my dad. My parents were divorced when I was six. So I didn't.
And before, when your dad was around, was he sort of abusive and aggressive?
No. No, my dad was very passive.
Why did your parents break up?
My dad cheated on my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was you weren't witness to a lot of aggression between them.
No. Actually, I wasn't. And even my mom, she remarried, and my dad's a tranquil person. So there wasn't any abuse in my family until I married my husband. Actually, until I started dating him.
And what's up with your mom?
And wait a minute. Why did you marry the guy if he was abusing you while you were dating him?
I don't know. I thought he was going to change. He went through the 52-week program, and I thought he was going to change.
There's got to be a little something more here.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your mom like?
My mom, she's very controlling.
How do you feel about her?
We get along, but we have to keep our distance. And
did you have an eating disorder when you were growing up?
Did I?
Yep.
No.
All right. Well, maybe this guy's okay.
Patting 1,000. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. He's thrice divorced. He's 47. He's coaching a softball team.
The girls.
Lord knows he probably owns 4 or 5 windbreakers. All these guys who coach softball have windbreakers. And, you know, the more windbreakers a guy has, the more dangerous he is. You know that true?
I'm scared.
I could look through a guy's closet. I see a couple of suede vests and a couple of windbreakers. This is a troublemaker.
Actually, he doesn't have any windbreakers.
He doesn't want to let you find out about the windbreakers. And you've been dating him for how long?
3 months.
How's it been going?
It's been going pretty good.
You don't trust him, though, right?
It's different because, I've never dated anybody that older than me. And it's just I feel a little bit uneased because of the age difference. Does he drink?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all?
No.
Okay.
What's he do besides coach softball?
He owns his own business. He owns his own construction business.
Uh-oh. Mm. Construction. That's a troublemaker.
Yeah, Adam. Kind of your field, wasn't it?
Yeah. I know those guys are all just a bunch of racist, alcoholic Vietnam vets.
Even the guys that own the business?
All of them.
Oh, man.
Every one of them.
All right, we got to go to break.
Well, all right, but we'll condone this relationship.
Yeah, we're okay with it. Basically, she doesn't have too big of a track record behind her, although she stuck it out with a very abusive guy for a long time.
She got out of it.
She got out. Yeah, we'll go for it.
All right. Dominic Purcell, John Doe from Fox, Friday nights in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm out here in Las Vegas. I came out here to do the Stern show today, which he taped from the Hard Rock. And now I'm over here. I'll be back tomorrow. Dominic Purcell is in studio tonight, or Dominique is true.
Yes, I like to call him. Dominique has a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and twins on the way.
No, I got a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and twins on the way. Yeah.
Adam, you cannot appreciate what that means.
No,
but
Dr. Drew and I were just discussing the hair changes very quickly from a nice, dark, healthy, dark brown to a whitish gray.
Yep, that's what happened to Drew.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah,
but that was when he got married. That had nothing to do with the kids.
I could handle the George Clooney look, I think. You know,
there you go.
Might get
Drew, it looks good on you, Drew. You do fine with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very you look distinguished.
Well, God bless you.
All right,
we got some interesting calls. We really do.
All right,
let's get right to it. This is Natalie, 43. Natalie.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. My question is for Drew.
Yeah.
But first, I got to tell Dominic, I just love John Doe.
Thank you.
And they better bring it back.
Oh.
It's a great show. I love it. Watch it every Friday.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I'm 43, female, paraplegic, and I had a suprapubic catheter put in.
How long have you been paraplegic?
15 years.
What happened?
Automobile accident.
And you recently had a suprapubic put in?
Yeah.
Why don't you describe to everybody what that means? Because our guys here do not appreciate what you're talking about.
Okay.
I rented that, by the way.
Super pubic catheter?
It's a super pubic.
Actually, I had an indwelling urethral catheter. And
kept getting infected.
I had an experience with a guy, and he got a little careless and
pulled it out.
Some damage there, and I had to get it moved. So what it is a tube.
Wait. What did he do to you?
Just got careless during sex.
Well, he pulled it out or something?
Well, no, he sort of, because I'd had it in for so long, the opening was already kind of big, and I told him to be real careful, and he didn't, and he kind of tore it.
He tried to enter, right?
Penis in your urethra?
Well, I guess apparently enough that it, at least partway, and it ripped it.
Oh, my God, and you didn't feel it?
What was that?
And you didn't feel it because you're paraplegic?
Well, no, I didn't really feel it. And
What is sex like for you? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is intercourse like for you?
Oh, it's magic, Drew. Anyway, can't you hear?
So what happened was it damaged so bad that I had to go to suprapubic.
And suprapubic is basically we take a, what's called a trocar.
Yeah.
Which is a nice name for a spear.
Right.
Sounds nice.
And you take the spear and you just jam it through the abdominal wall about 3 centimeters above the pubic bone.
Wow. Exactly. I must try that when I get home.
You just take it, you just go pow and pop right into the bladder. You pull a little tube along with it. Who does it?
The doctor does it, right?
My urologist did.
Yeah. Right.
And my brake and muffler alignment guys can do it too.
Oh, yes.
Any good alignment shop.
Oh, sure.
But hey, Drew, put her on hold for a second.
Hold on.
She does too much talking.
All right.
But I got a recap here. First, what's her name?
Natalie.
Natalie is a paraplegic, so she's in a wheelchair, right? She can't use her legs. But she's an active sex life,
right.
Maybe a little too active.
Right.
Because the last time she had sex, a guy tried to enter her urethra.
Yes, and ripped it open.
Now, what does that mean?
The urethra is the hole you pee out of. Like, imagine putting a penis in your urethra.
Yeah. He missed the slot.
Dominic thought that was a hot surf spot in New Zealand.
And when, you know, she probably was catheterizing herself regularly because she has no bladder sense, so they put a tube up in there all the time, and that can kind of dilate the...
damn.
But it'll dilate about 2 centimeters maybe.
That's great radio. Yeah. First Drew does the hand thing, and then he goes metric on it.
About a half an inch.
About half an inch.
Yeah,
right.
So your urethra normally on a woman is smaller than a man's opening urethra?
No, about the same.
About the same?
Yeah.
About the same. And because when you catheterize yourself, you actually put a tube up the urethra, right?
That's right.
And what keeps it up there, by the way?
It's a balloon that inflates at the tip. When you get into the bladder, you inflate this thing so it can't pull back down.
Oh, so the catheter goes all the way up
into the
urethra and into the bladder.
All the way, which is about an inch.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was up
that's
there a
why,
bit
no,
more.
That's why women get those infections all the time.
And then the balloon is at the end of the catheter, but not over where the hole is.
Hang on, Dominic's about to throw up. Careful, he's freaking out. He's not used to all this.
and so that hole on her got
dilated up a little bit.
Got augered out a little because she was putting the catheter in and out, and a guy actually entered that, probably by mistake.
Probably.
And then sort of blew it out.
Yeah.
And now she can't go that route anymore.
Well, yeah.
Now she got a thing that went through her side.
Her stomach, you know, right above the pubic bone.
Right above the pubic bone.
Like about 3 fingers breadth.
That's where she...
So they put a big tube, boom, they just stick a tube, pow,
so it doesn't come out of, you know, the urethra.
It comes out of her abdomen now, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let me say this.
It's not nice.
It seems like it's not a nice thing, but let's really think about this.
It's not that bad.
I drove to Vegas today. At a certain point, I had to take a leak pretty bad and pull off and hit it at a Taco Bell, right? Then later on tonight, I was doing Stern. I had three or four Heinekens. And during the commercial, I had to go take a leak, and there was a line at the bathroom, and it was uncomfortable. If I was catheterized, I could just be going into my sock all day, right?
And not only that, think how much better it would be just stuck in your abdomen than up your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. She's got the life of Riley, this one.
All right, let's get back to Natalie. So, Natalie.
Yeah.
You have a fairly active sex life?
Well, no, not really.
No?
Most guys are under the common misconception that I can't have sex or enjoy sex.
Can you have orgasm?
Yeah, but it's only by intercourse.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's because it's like my paralysis is mainly on my outer part. It's like I can feel everything inside.
Oh, how interesting.
So, urethral intercourse or regular
intercourse? No, that was an accident. I told him to be careful, and he just wasn't.
How did you get so dilated, the urethra?
It was just from having it in there for years.
So it was sort of yes, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was in there all the time.
It's like ringing the dinner bell all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the triangle.
Drew, ding, 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 ding. Drew and Dominic, emotionally, as a male, knowing... Quite down.
Dominic is very lightweight on this stuff. Yeah. Did you get sick when your wife delivered? Did you freak out?
I get the shakes.
Right, yeah. Man. You look a little green. Yeah. A little peaked.
But it's okay. I.
Well, what my question was.
All right.
Though,
shut up, Drew.
My question is basically though, is now that it.
Hold on a second, Natalie. Hold on. Go ahead. I'll put her on hold.
I was just trying to say something about five minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Whenever I get cut off, I act like I'm cutting you off.
Me?
All right. Listen, one day we'll listen to a tape of the show and you'll hear what really goes on.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine emotionally what the guy who entered her urethra has to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
He actually was able to penetrate someone's urethra. I mean, I would kill myself if I thought I could get into someone's urethra.
Because of the implication upon the size of your penis?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm done with that thought. Let's get back to Natalie.
Okay, so Natalie, the question is?
Okay, the question was, is now that it's super pubic, I'm kind of like, well, I've had a couple chances to be with people, and I get like, I just freeze up when it comes to the part of being intimate because of it being there.
I think guys would be a little more uncomfortable with something coming out of the vagina.
You think?
It's a little more in the way. It's a little more kind of...
Right.
Synthetic
wrapped around your balls.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. I've done that.
Yeah, and they're not doing oral sex, right?
Because
you don't feel that. They're
nobody's really tried. I don't know. I don't think so. But
now they might try. Now there's not a tube hanging out right there.
But wait a minute, Drew. The tube was removed during sex.
No.
You missed what Adam. Listen carefully what I said. It's like Cookie at ringing the dinner triangle on the chuck wagon. That tube was always there, but it was starting to move around in a bigger and bigger circle.
Yeah, but how did the guy get into the urethra? I thought she took the tube out to have sex.
No, it's right above the vagina. Guys don't know that. Apparently, most guys.
I know.
It was big enough. It was big enough from being
in there for years.
You mean the tube was? I thought she took the tube out for sex.
No, it was wrong. We were talking that way, but it's wrong. No, it was in all the time for years. Never came out, but because it moved around so much, it dilated the urethra.
Right, I got all the dilated part. I just assumed. Right, Drew, you knew the tube was in the whole time.
No. I just a couple minutes ago she made that clear.
Thank God.
Oh gosh.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't you take the tube out during sex?
Because there'd be pee coming out then.
You couldn't stop it?
No.
Why not?
I've tried medications, and we tried getting me on programs.
She's paraplegic, or that part of the doesn't work.
Yeah, it's got to. Well, you just
bladder and bowel.
Yeah.
All right. I think you just put like an alligator clip on the urethra or something.
Is your bowel control okay?
I do a program every other day.
Okay. You know what a program is, Adam?
Oh, hang on, Dominic.
Yeah. What? Tell me what a program is.
How's the program go?
Well, just for my bowel care, I do.
Enemas.
I use suppositories.
Suppositories.
Every other night.
You got to make it. You got to clean it all out. You got to make
So when you had this accident, it must have been. An incredible shift in your whole life, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're handling it really well.
It's been a while, so I'm pretty good at what I do. I take care of myself.
Do you work?
And everything.
Do you work?
I take care of my house and my everything, do my shopping, my laundry.
Do you ever get in kind of relationship where somebody's sort of sharing life with you?
Not really. I thought I had that at one time, and it turned out to be sort of like he was just, I guess what he told me was, basically, I was practice.
Oh.
Didn't
practice?
Nice
guy. He dumped me for somebody else. I found out that he was seeing someone else for like 3 of the 4.5 years that we were together.
Good boy.
Ooh. Yeah,
not good.
Yeah. Well, they set her up with young Kenneth.
No.
I can't believe we got a match here.
No. All right. No. All right. That was that other
one. You guys got to put Kenneth and this girl on or somebody on with Kenneth.
Yeah.
No. Just to hear that would be great.
How is Kenneth? He's still holding.
Kenneth's still waiting.
Still holding.
Yeah.
All right, well, Natalie.
Yeah.
You really sound like you're doing remarkably well, and you sound like you've accepted your lot, and you're holding up real good. And I do think you'll find a good guy, and when you do find a guy, he will be a good guy.
Yep.
Well, so. I'm definitely waiting.
Keep looking around. They're out there.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice.
All right, Natalie, take care now.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
It's Krista, 19. That was a good call, huh? Told you.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, Drew's right then in that the urethral tube is much more. I thought she popped it out for special occasions, but if it's in there, it's much more in the way.
Yeah.
Than it would be if it was. What's the other one called? Drew?
Suprapubic.
Suprapubic. Yeah.
Suprapubic one.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Let's all just take a moment and give thanks. All right.
Yeah, I thought my hernia was
okay. Now right. I'm okay. Now I'm bitter again.
Okay,
let's
good.
Go.
All right, Krista, 19.
Yeah, I live in Arizona, and I had a question about a pill that you take. I guess after a month of your pregnancy, that you can take that'll pretty much miscarriage the baby.
Well, it's RU486.
I'm sorry.
RU486. Are you? Yeah.
Okay, is it good for you to take? Like, I don't believe in abortions, and I don't believe that you should have them, but in this case, I am engaged, and we are very, like, hard on money, and it's probably for the best.
Well, this is something you're going to have to go discuss with somebody.
Yeah.
That you may or may not be able to get the abortion pill. That you may have to have a more formal surgical abortion.
Mm-hmm. And
but you got to go talk about it.
I actually talked to my doctor about. He said that it's about $400, and
there's a series of follow-ups, and you know you bleed a lot and cramp a lot. And
yeah, that's what he said. He said you'd be in a lot. I would be in a lot of pain afterward. But the thing is I don't know yet that I am pregnant. I'm still kind of waiting because it just happened.
What just happened?
Him and I having sex. Like he came inside of me. And,
when?
Friday night.
Why didn't you take the morning after pill?
I was going to, but I couldn't get to the doctor. And when I got to the doctor, they said, well, we don't do that, so you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Why didn't you go somewhere else?
I went to, what was it? I think Planned Parenthood out here.
Yeah.
And they told me that it would cost me about $50.
Yep.
And that's the $50 that I don't have right now.
So now you're going to spend several hundred?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the economics don't really flush out. You know, you can still take the morning after pill up to 5 days because there's a certain percentage that will be covered at 5 days. There's a certain benefit at 5 days. So this is now day five. Call a number, 1-888.
1-888.
Not. 2, the number 2, late.
Okay.
1-888, not too late. And they will refer you. I think in Arizona you still need a prescription. In a lot of states you don't even need a prescription for this. But be that as it may, they'll refer you to a place that might be able to supply it for you.
Okay.
And, you know, were you around the time of your ovulation? Were you right mid-cycle?
Well, I'm supposed to start on Sunday.
Your period? So,
yeah.
Yeah, you're probably your period. I mean,
and the thing is I've been diagnosed with precervical cancer. And when I go back to the doctor, she said that it's pretty much cleared up and it's not going to come back, but... You know, I'm really scared to do anything about it because I'm afraid that the pill might do something to me that might...
Whoa. You're getting very confused. These are all totally unrelated issues.
Okay.
Your pre-cervical issue is gone.
Okay.
Done. Right?
Yeah, so
yeah.
To say.
Done. Done and done. Ew. It's done. Ew. Relax. The vast majority of those clear and they're done. You got to keep being screened because they're caused by the wart virus and some of those viruses hang around. Done. That's totally different than this pill, than with the questions about the abortion or not. Also totally different than trying to protect yourself against a pregnancy from developing.
Uh-huh.
So get that morning after pill. Go ahead and take that. You'll probably have your period on Sunday anyway, all right?
Hey, good times.
Right.
Good times. Right. Now, let me say this. Let me say a couple quick things. First off, what kind of retard names their product RU486? You know what I mean? Like, the first three things are words that are confusing. It becomes like a who's on first thing.
It does.
She thought you were saying, are you for 86 or are you against 86? The first five times you said it. What kind of idiots would name something like that?
The French.
Oh, is that the French?
Yeah, the French.
They're trying to screw with us, those frogs. The other thing is we cannot get this morning after pill thing just put over the counter.
How about the fact that yes, God bless you, Adam. It needs to be over the counter. How about she goes to a physician and he goes, we don't do that. And now she gets pregnant because they missed that window. That is despicable.
despicable.
Yeah, it is.
Again, the morning after pill is not RU486. It prevents sperm from reaching an egg. If an egg is released and the sperm gets there, there will be a pregnancy. The morning after pill doesn't work. That's why it only works 70% of the time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And listen, what is going on in this god-awful society we live in? Why are we trying to keep women away from this? We want more abortions? Really, the right wing makes me sick. Left wing I hate too, but the right wing really makes me sick. And what is that? I mean, I can go buy crossbows and kerosene and tequila. Why do we got to get a doctor's note for this? What's going on in this country of ours, Drew?
I don't know, but I'm going to go out and buy some crossbows, kerosene, and tequila. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Dominic Purcell's our guest tonight. He is John Doe from John Doe on Fox. Friday nights, 9 o'clock. Big season finale coming up this Friday. Just enough time for a few more calls. What do you say?
Yeah, here's a guy I want to put on with Kenneth. Carlos? Carlos.
Oh, yes. Amy.
We
got Amy.
All right, Amy, what's up?
I'm 28 years old. I had my tubes tied 4 years ago, and I was wondering if there's a reversal surgery for that.
And if what?
A reversal surgery so that I can try and have more kids.
Well, there are those sorts of procedures, or there is now, you know, you can have eggs harvested and reimplanted, that sort of thing, and fertility treatment. So you ought to, if you're interested in undoing that, you ought to talk to a fertility expert. This is Carlos, 22. Carlos?
Yeah, this is Carlos.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. I have this girlfriend. I've been with her for a year now, and we're trying to get some anal from her.
Trying to get some anal. Dominic, what do you think?
Yeah, it sounds great, man.
We meaning you and your balls?
What?
Who's we?
Well, here's Kenneth. He may have some advice.
Oh.
Hi, Kenneth.
I just want some advice, you know, how do I can get it, like, because we tried it, but it just, you know, she said it hurts too much, you know.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, Kenneth is our caller who pulled a head off a corpse in a mausoleum. I'm surprised he's sort of tongue-tied when it comes to the anal.
Yeah.
No pearls of wisdom, Kenneth? I mean, you did some time in the joint. Certainly, you saw your share of rectal rape.
Not really, man.
All right. Wait, that was Carlos.
That was Kenneth.
Well, that was Kenneth. Yeah. Okay.
But Carlos is here. Carlos is here.
Drew, again, great radio instincts putting Kenneth on with Carlos. This is a little reenactment. I'll be Kenneth. And Dominic, you be Carlos. Go ahead.
So, how do I get to, how do we, you know, get some anal out of my lady?
I don't know. All right, Drew?
Yeah, good times.
All right, good times.
Carlos.
Yeah, what's up?
If she doesn't want to do that because it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure
Is there a way, like, you can relax the muscle or something?
The what?
To relax the muscle or something,
the
you know?
Muscle? In some people, but in a lot of people, no. It just is a pain.
Carlos, do you like guys?
Carlos?
Yeah, right here.
You like guys?
No, I don't like guys.
Huh?
You're gay.
Drew, get rid of Carlos. His line is bad.
All right, Sarah, 18. Sarah?
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, I have a question for you about the birth control patch.
Yep.
I'm currently on ortho-tri-cyclin.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I should switch to the patch because, I don't know, I'm kind of iffy about taking my pill every day.
If you have trouble remembering to take the pill, you should switch to the patch.
Okay.
Yes. It's a little bit different kind of hormonal mix than the triphasic pill, but it's better you should get proper contraception than miss your pill and get pregnant.
Hey, guys, Miranda on 5 likes bad guys. Maybe we can put her on.
With
Kenneth.
Kenneth.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kenneth. Kenneth? Oh, Adam, you scared. You pissed him off.
Good.
Kenneth? Oh, man. I'm devastated. Miranda, 16?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having, like, problems with my relationships with guys. Like, it's really bad. Like, I always choose, like, the worst guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like the bad boys?
Well, like, I don't know that they're bad until, like, you know, I start seeing them and dating them.
Kenneth is back.
Oh, he is.
Oh, great. Kenneth, you're nasty.
He's what?
He's gross. Why would you take a head off a body?
Oh, listen.
Well, let her talk to him. Come on. She's asking him a question.
Don't judge.
She's asking a question. Kenneth, go ahead and answer Miranda.
Because I wanted a skull. It's the only place I thought of getting one.
Ew. That's gross. That would turn off any girl, any sane girl.
You know what I like about Kenneth? Each time we say, why did you tear a head off a corpse? He says, where else am I going to get a corpse?
No, where else are you going to find a head? Where else are you going to find a head of a dead person except in the mausoleum?
I know, but I think Kenneth needs to understand we're not asking, why did you go to the mausoleum to find a dead person for a head? We're asking, why did you go to the mausoleum to find a dead person for a head? Yes.
Yeah.
We don't think you're crazy for searching the morgue for a corpse. That's almost genius.
Cool. Right on. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Listen. Kenneth.
Yeah.
Would you promise me one thing? If you ever think about doing something bad to anybody, do it to yourself first.
All right.
All right? That doesn't mean you have to do anything bad to yourself. I just mean if you ever get the impulse to do something bad to someone else, test it out on yourself.
All right.
All right. That's my plan. All right, buddy. Good time, son.
And Miranda, the bad guy stuff. See if you can get yourself to hang out with guys that are not so attractive to you, not so exciting. Yeah, I know. But if you keep going for the exciting guys, it's going to be a disaster every time. And if you can't contain that behavior, then that's time for therapy. Therapy, and we're done, Adam.
All right, Drew, why don't you mop up for me?
I knew you'd say that. May I call you anyway?
Yes, you may call me. Dominic?
Yes, sir.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, pleasure likewise, sir.
An interesting night, too.
Very interesting night.
Yeah, you picked a good night to come on and go ahead and watch John Doe on Friday nights, everybody.
9 o'clock.
God bless you.
On Fox.
See you tomorrow back in L.A.
Will do.
Well, that about does it for another episode of Loveline. And I dare say, unusually mercifully, this show has come to a close after a very interesting series of calls and a very interesting night. Dominic Purcell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The show is John Doe, Fox, Friday nights, 9 p.m. You can also catch him as Mission Impossible 2, right? You're on that. You said you were cut out.
I'm in it briefly.
All right. And thank you for coming out. This is a representative and interesting show tonight.
It is.
Kenneth has climbed to the top of my list of interesting and memorable calls, and I will think of him fondly. And I
God
hope he
bless him.
Stays well and contains himself. Tomorrow night is Jake Busey. But he's also in Identity. As you remember, we had James Mangold and John McKinley from that show last night. That show, I guess, opened tonight, I believe, Identity, the movie with wide distribution. And Adam will be back in the studio, and this is Dr. Drew, until that time, on his behalf, saying mahalo.
The pivotal point that you decided, I want me a head, human head.
I was thinking of, like, a decoration for an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.